This is NPR.
Thank you. In Iraq, at least 38 are dead after heavy fighting in Baghdad. Shiite militants launched multiple attacks on U.S. and Iraqi targets. NPR's Eric Westervelt has more.
Shiite militants took advantage of a massive sandstorm that swept over the capital and attacked U.S. soldiers across northeast Baghdad. In at least two separate fights, soldiers with the 1st Battalion, 68th Armor Regiment, were attacked by Shiite gunmen with rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns. U.S. forces opened fire with 120-millimeter rounds from their Abrams tanks, killing eight of the attackers. U.S. soldiers also fired tank rounds when fighters attempted to overrun a joint U.S. and Iraqi checkpoint near Sadr City. The military says they killed, quote, 22 criminals in that attack. For weeks, elements of Muqtada al-Sadr's Mehdi Army militia have defied a ceasefire order and have been attacking U.S. and Iraqi forces in and around Sadr City. At least two Iraqi civilians were killed when mortar rounds fired at U.S. bases in East Baghdad landed in residential areas.
NPR's Eric Westervelt reporting from Baghdad. At least three are dead after an assassination attempt that got extremely close to Afghan President Hamid Karzai. The attack came yesterday at a military parade in Kabul. The Taliban claimed responsibility. The attempt sparked a fierce gun battle. Barack Obama's controversial former pastor stepped back into the spotlight last night at an NAACP fundraiser in Detroit. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio has the story.
The Reverend Jeremiah Wright told the sold-out crowd he's a preacher, not a politician. His speech in Detroit follows several weeks of silence after clips from some of his past sermons were circulated on the internet. Wright's comments about race, the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and Israel drew condemnation from many people who called them inflammatory and divisive. But Reverend Wright says his preaching about injustice is descriptive, not divisive.
I describe the conditions in this country. Conditions divide, not my description. Somebody say amen.
The bulk of Wright's speech was about embracing cultural and linguistic differences between white and black Americans.
Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reporting. To business now, where there's a big deal in the candy world. Mars, Inc. is buying Wrigley. The deal is worth about $23 billion. Mars brings us M&Ms and Snickers. Wrigley makes mostly gum, like Extra and Orbit. Warren Buffett's firm will invest in the new company. This could set off a wave of mergers in the candy business. Other companies would need to get bigger just to compete. The buyout would take up to a year. No mega merger in the skies, though. Continental says it will not be merging with another airline. This comes after weeks of speculation that it would join up with United. It would have been the world's biggest airline. High oil prices have hurt the airline industry, but despite losses, Continental is seen as one of the healthiest financially. Baby Mama was the top movie this weekend. The Tina Fey, Amy Poehler comedy raked in $18.3 million. Stoner sequel Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay was second with $14.6 million. The Forbidden Kingdom was third. That is your news for the moment. It's always online on our website at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mark. Mark and the Mars and Wrigley merger. I'm a little scared. I like peanut-filled M&Ms, not gum-filled M&Ms. They might
be
tempting.
Pretty gross, yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
The almond ones are great.
Almond gum? Never had it.